Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Polokwane and Rustenburg 29, Emalahleni 27 degrees.
Over in Fairland, Bears Nordea driver was telling you about that lost load at the N1 northbound ramp. The ramp is still closed and it's a lost load and a truck crash. Plus, Kempton Roadworks R24 eastbound, the right lane closed near the R21 airport interchange.
We start in George in the Southern Cape, where a search and rescue operation continues after a building collapse at a construction site. The incident occurred yesterday. So far, 6 fatalities have been recorded. 47 workers are still trapped underground. 27 have been rescued. Here's Western Cape Premier Alan Windy.
Already getting an investigation going. We have to make sure that while this is happening, we have got specialist engineers on site, because we have to find out why this happened and how it happened.
The South African Police Service says Operation Valamhodi remains steadfast in its mission to combat illegal mining. National Police spokesperson Atatena Mate says the operation recently traced and killed a wanted illicit mining kingpin in Soweto.
The deceased suspect has been linked to at least 29 illegal mining-related murders in Florida and Nomzamo in Soweto, where 16 people were killed at a local tavern. Since its inception in December 2023, 4 million in cash has been seized in the 9 provinces.
7,130 uncut diamonds worth 32 million rand has also been seized. The city of Johannesburg says it will be challenging Eskom's court application to force City Power to settle over 1 billion rand debt. Eskom says City Power started to default on its payments from October last year. The city, however, claims Eskom is the one owing Joburg 3.4 billion rand for incorrect billing over the past 3 years. The case is expected to be heard next month. Here's Joburg spokesperson Ntsatsi Marahone.
The city is of a strong view that the financial obligation of City Power to Eskom versus the financial obligation of Eskom to City Power should be treated in the same manner and systematically. As a matter of process, the city will be opposing the court application that Eskom filed.
Now, at the same time, City Power teams have initiated cable replacement today at the site affected by the tunnel fire on the M1 highway due to cable theft and vandalism. Spokesperson Isaac Mangena says the operation will hopefully be completed by the end of today. Previous work involved rubble removal and tunnel cleaning.
City Power has managed to restore supply to the Upper Braamfontein Thuso Centre, which is where our finance and revenue services are housed. We are continuing to explore efforts of restoring supply to the additional customers that are still affected, and we should start to finalise the plans around the restoration of other customers.
And Debtbuster says, according to its debt index report for the first quarter of 2024, more consumers are seeking help to counter high inflation, interest rates and stagnant income. Demand for debt counselling also increased by 22%, and subscriptions for online debt management services went up by 30%. I'm Chanel Septibanitvedi with Nisti. A major search and rescue operation continues after a building collapse on a construction site in George in the Southern Cape.
Sure, unbelievable, man. Keep them in your prayers, hey, those guys. How many still missing? I mean, it's just outrageous.
47.
Please let it end well. Hey, further details, jackarandfm.com. Click on the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
To the heart, I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah.